Welcome to This Week in Auburn Equestrian. Here's Andy Burcham.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Equestrian. The Tigers are gearing up for the SEC Championships. Auburn heading to Bryan College Station, Texas. Auburn will face Georgia Friday morning at 10, and either Texas A&M or South Carolina on Saturday. Joined now by Tigers head coach Jessica Braswell. Coach, if you would just describe these last couple weeks as you guys gear up, not only for SECs, but postseason now for the Tigers.
Yeah, it's been a great couple weeks of practice, getting to spend the first part kind of going back, cleaning up some basics from the regular season, and then gearing up for SECs. We got to do some inter-squad scrimmaging this weekend, kind of like a dress rehearsal before we go. And the team was riding really well. We were happy with how that went, so we feel ready to go and get there and face a really good Georgia team on Friday.
When do you learn your patterns for SECs, Coach? How much time do you have to practice those new patterns?
So we get them 2 weeks out. So we've had them for the last couple of weeks, which has been great. And typically the postseason patterns, SEC patterns, are just a little more complicated. So a few more intricacies, just a little bit tougher. So it's been nice to have that extra time with them. But they're ready to go. They were running patterns this morning. We practiced early this morning and they look great. So excited to get there. And now it's time to get on the plane and go.
Is this one of those competitions where you send horses down to College Station?
It is. Horses left last night around 9. We take 12, so 3 for each event, as do all the other schools. So the greatest thing about postseason in this sport is we will be on neutral horses. So our horses will travel, but in the first round against Georgia, we will ride horses from South Carolina and Texas A&M. So neutral horses, neutral ground for everyone, which is a great way to compete in the postseason.
That must be an enormous undertaking, sending that many horses that long of a distance.
It is. we're lucky. I've got great staff, an awesome barn manager. She actually rides. So we have a commercial shipper take the horses. So they're on a big semi. So she rides with the shipper to Texas. So making sure horses are traveling okay and making the trip okay. And it's about 15 hours for them. So it's quite the trip, but great staff to help us get through it. And then the girls, I think they like having their horses on the road. You know, it gives them something else to do during the day, taking care of them. And they take a lot of pride in how they go and all of those things.
Coach, what kind of momentum do you take into the postseason after the win against Texas A&M to close out the regular season?
Yeah, I think that was huge for us. The team had been riding really, really well, and to get that result and that big win against a really good team, I think it was a great launching point going into SECs, and we've been able to carry some of that momentum through. And I think, you know, they know and they believe that they can go into this tournament and come out on top and win it. And that was a great way to push them into postseason and push them into practice, and knowing that if we ride to our potential, then we definitely can win this thing.
You have 3 riders of the month in the Southeastern Conference riding this week, right?
Yeah. So Kate, Avery, and Ava all had great months. They've all had really good years, and that was a great honor for them. You know, Kate and Ava have been at it a while. They're in year 4 and year 5. And then Avery's a freshman this year. So I think that was her first rider of the month honor. I'm sure many more to come, but always great to get recognition by the conference, and hopefully we'll keep carrying that through this week.
Coach, of the squad you're taking to College Station, what's the mixture of those that have been there, done that, that have won SEC championships, as opposed to those this will be their first postseason competition?
Yeah, so for the most part, we're a little bit older. In reining, we've got 3 seniors and a couple sophomores. In horsemanship, we're fairly young. So we've got a senior, a couple sophomores, and 3 freshmen. So we do have some freshmen there that haven't been to an SEC championship before, but they've competed all year and they're ready to go. And then on the jumping seat side, we're junior and senior heavy. And then Avery's the only freshman competing this weekend for jumping seat.
Okay. If you would, Coach, preview Georgia and the match that you get at Friday morning at 10 o'clock.
It's going to be a good one. You know, we played Georgia. We beat them by 4 at our place, and they beat us by 4 at their place. So it's been really even all year. So this will be the tiebreaker. on neutral horses and a neutral site. So there's no better way to compete in this sport, no more neutral way to compete in this sport. So I anticipate that it's going to be a fight from beginning to end. They're a really good team and we're ready for that. And we have to show up and ride well and not, you know, not make the little mistakes, be really consistent, and then we can come out on top.
The Stella Hotel is going to be Auburn South because baseball and equestrian are both at the same hotel playing at A&M this week. It'll be nice to have everybody there.
Absolutely, yeah. Wishing baseball the best of luck on the road at A&M, and hopefully, you know, if you're there for baseball, come catch equestrian. If you're there for equestrian, go catch some baseball.
The good thing about the Stella Hotel is, I mean, you could almost walk to the equestrian venue, couldn't you?
Yeah, it's close. It's close. It's a really nice hotel. It's a great setup for us, and we stay there in the regular season too, so we've enjoyed it, and it'll be fun for it to be all Auburn.
Coach, wish you safe travels. We'll see you down in the College Station. War Eagle.
Thanks, War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Jessica Braswell on This Week in Auburn Equestrian.